It's time for the Fibby Five.
Come with me.
Go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Do it again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Woo! With Rob and Nicole, it's the Friggin' Five. The place where anything goes.
Yes, that's right. It's the Friggin' Five here on Rob Has a Podcast. And now here is the co-host of the Friggin' Five, the great first lady of podcasting, back in the main feed. It's Nicole Sesternino. Nicole, how are you?
I am good.
Oh, baby. Here we are, Nicole. Can you believe it? A Friggin' Five in the year. And then people said 2020 was like a bad year.
Oh, they didn't know this was coming.
I think a lot of people are like, what is this? What are you talking about?
I'm a little confused also. Like, are we officially calling this a Friggin' Five?
Yeah, this is a Friggin' Five. We brought it back. I believe, according to my records, first Friggin' Five on Rob's Podcast since 2014.
A lot has happened in 6 years.
It's been a busy 6 years, so let me catch up everybody that's only subscribed to the Friggin' Five podcast feed. So, all right, it's been 6 years, and we have kids now.
Two of them.
No, we had a kid in 2014. Yeah. But here we are back. The Friggin' Five was a very old and very retired podcast format.
And very inappropriate.
Yes, when the first lady of podcasting, Nicole and I, used to podcast about random stuff. And it wasn't Survivor season. It wasn't a Big Brother season necessarily. And we needed reasons to podcast. We had a Friggin' Five. We talked about five different things. That's what we're here to do today.
Are we just talking about five things?
Yeah, we'll be talking about, well, I'm sure we'll talk about more than five things.
Yes, because Rob will often try to trick me.
Yes. I mean, that has been a thing. We've done that in the past, but I think that probably that we're talking to a very small percentage of the audience that remembers that bit. But anyway.
No, you try to trick me all the time.
So let me introduce, of course, my wife to the podcast.
I can't wait to meet her.
Some regular listeners may not know that once upon a time I started this podcast. Nicole was my co-host.
Yes, I was.
She could not keep up with my podcasting spirit.
Well, because I had a baby pop out of me.
At one point, you had a job. And I didn't. And so that also helped. But so Nicole has been, you know, a lot of times behind the scenes. And the patrons of Rob as a Podcast hear from Nicole weekly on a show called We Do the Patron Five for Five, which is sort of the spinoff of the Friggin' Five.
But so, it's never five things.
It's never. That started as five things. And now it's just like 100 things. We had an all time patron five for five this week. If you are not a patron, you missed a patron five for five where we talked about all the lies Nicole is telling our kids about the Elf on a Shelf.
And there is a lot.
Yeah.
Drowning in a sea of lies.
Yeah. We fought about the TV show Community. And I had a very extensive breakdown of a certain Survivor's Kickstarter campaign, which is highly inappropriate. We don't need to reset that here today.
Mm-hmm.
It was an all-timer on the Patreon for our patrons. You should go and check that one out. But we're here to talk about five different things. Let me just give you a rundown. I normally in the past have not done this, but for the purposes of spoilers, let me tell people what they're getting into, and then we will put the time codes in the podcast so you can check in and check out. In Friggin' One, I'm going to be talking to you about the 2021 schedule here on Rob as a Podcast. A lot of people have been asking me about that. I'm going to be breaking some news here tonight.
Ooh, breaking news.
In Friggin' Two, I watched the premiere of The Challenge, of course, Ali Lasher and Brian Cohen. And we'll have a full recap of The Challenge in our Challenge Wrap Up feed, which is already out. I have not heard that yet. We're recording this on Thursday. It will be in your podcast feed by the time this episode is posted. I definitely am looking forward to listening to that, and you should too. But I will give you my thoughts on The Challenge. We're going to have a guest. AJ Norris is going to stop in to talk to us about The Challenge and what's in Friggin' 3. I'm going to give you my updated recap of Sequester, episode 2. Don't get confused because that's in friggin' three. Okay.
I've lost count already.
All right. And we're gonna also try to update Nicole. What's going on the challenge? What's going on in Sequester?
I wanted to watch the challenge. I feel like this is a show that I might like.
You might like the challenge.
Uh-huh.
There's, you know, I think it's a lot of people fighting.
Uh-huh. I like that.
You like that. In friggin' four, we are going to get into Nicole's TV updates.
Oh, this is the first I'm hearing about this.
You didn't know that?
No.
You knew about this.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
When did you tell me?
Okay.
You didn't.
Nicole.
Oh, wait, you did. Yes, you did.
I did. Okay. And then in friggin' five, it's your questions that we're going to do in friggin' five. Okay. Nicole, anything you want to say, you're amazing. You still got it. She still got it, okay? Nicole, is there anything you want to say before we get into friggin' one here today?
Oh, thank you for having me back.
Yes. Happy Hanukkah to all of our Jewish listeners.
Yes, happy Hanukkah. Our boys, not my boys, they're ours. We share them. They were very upset today.
Why?
That we are not celebrating Hanukkah.
Yes. Well, why? They want both?
They want to celebrate Hanukkah.
Pick a lane. Mm-hmm. Pick a lane. I would love to switch and celebrate Hanukkah.
Well, I told them, I was like, well, we don't have a menorah.
Mm-hmm.
So they drew one.
They drew one? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then what they want to do? They just want to start eight presents?
Well, we drew a light on one of them.
Stop down for eight presents over the next 8 days and then still have Christmas?
I think they also wanted the chocolate coins.
Yeah. Fat chance, kids.
Yeah.
By the way, great interview has gone up as we are speaking here tonight. Had a great talking with T-Bird this week with Nayanka Mixon. It was a lot of fun. That is a must listen.
Yes.
Yes. And I mean, I feel like that we've got Nayanka like in the podcast feed. I feel like that this is, it's friggin' five season. it's like fall 2010, although I think the friggin' five was probably invented in 2011, but we're right around that time.
It's all a blur to me.
It's all a blur. And then also I had a great exit interview with the most recently eliminated team from The Amazing Race, which was also very fun.
Yes. You came down and you were like hopping down the stairs.
Look, I get excited. Yeah. We get to do a good show.
I can tell when it goes well.
When it goes well, yeah. Or when it does not go. Tell the listeners, what is it like when it does not go well?
Well, we call him the Grinch for a reason. He's often grumpy.
Yeah, I heard, I was up here, and then I heard my younger son say,
who's five.
Hey, Mom, I found Dad's movie, The Grinch. And I said, I heard that!
Mm-hmm. And so, and you know what? The neighbors hear you screaming.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're going to call the police one day. And be like, oh, sorry, he's podcasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Look, what's the most absurd thing that you hear coming out of this studio upstairs?
Well, the other day I heard you screaming, leave me alone! Don't talk to me!
Again, I'm not sure if I was telling that to T-Bird or Jordan Kalish the other day, but I was basically telling the story. And that my kids were trying to talk to me during that time when the Jets looked like they were about to win. And they were like, mom, 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 mom. Like, don't talk to me right now! I'm trying to watch my team try to not win!
You know what? They walk away from you and under their breath they go, Grinch.
Yeah, okay. That's a bad word. Nobody's allowed to say Grinch anymore in this house. Mm-hmm. And then real quick before we do friggin' one, of course, I want to say that the RHAP shop is open. If you haven't checked out what we have going on,
and they have
over
everything.
At robiswebsite.com/shop, we have dumped out the mother load into our Rob is a Podcast store. Check that out if you have not done so yet and see everything that we have there. You will be amazed. Renap stuff is there. Amazing Race stuff is there. Whole bunch of new stuff up at robiswebsite.com/shop. And if you haven't been heard, if you haven't been new, I just started covering 90 Day Fiancé this season with Puya Zambakili. Check out new episodes on Monday. If you did not know, we were covering season 8 of TLC's 90 Day Fiancé. But that brings us to a natural segue to talk about the 2021 schedule on Rob as a Podcast here in Friggin' One.
Friggin' One.
By the way, Nicole, what are you drinking tonight?
I don't know. What did you pour? Was it Prosecco?
I guess so. I think so. You told me. You gave me the bottle.
I just picked whatever was in the refrigerator.
Yes. Okay. All right. So Here's the story right now. Here's the situation. And shout out to Nicole's situation, Gingerbread Man, which we Facebook reminded us was made 10 years ago tonight.
You know, I was looking at that picture and wow, the attention to detail I had on it.
It was well done.
Yes, it had like sunglasses with sprinkles in it. It had a watch with an M&M on it.
The real situation wishes he looked as good as
the
situation.
Yeah, and those abs were on point.
On point. Mm-hmm. On point. Okay. Nicole, so a lot of people have been saying to me for months, Rob, what are you going to do in 2021? What is going on Rob as a Podcast in 2021? There's no Survivor. What will you talk about? Okay. All right. And this is something that I have thought about for quite some time.
Yes, he's thought long and hard about
it. I've thought about it for months because I feel like even though Survivor, when they were at the finale for season 40, that Jeff Probst said, we're committed to being back in the fall. Not so much.
Liar.
Yes. So we'll see. We don't know when Survivor is going to come back for Survivor proper. There are rumors that it could be coming back for potentially for the summer. I will believe it when I see it. One thing I do know, Phil Kogan is going to be back in February with a brand new season of Tough as Nails, Nicole. And we will be back with season 2 coverage of Tough as Nails. How about that? Yeah.
Did you ever think you and Phil would be besties?
Yeah, well, I hope he comes back on for the podcast, but that's not what I'm here to talk about. Mm-hmm. So, put that down. Some coverage of Tough as Nails. But I had been figuring, we need to get back to Survivor. And we need to get back to weekly Survivor coverage on Rob as a Podcast. We've taken a little bit of a break here in the fall talking about Survivor regularly. We did season 40, went right into the wiggle through time. After that was over, took a little bit of a break. We've had a lot of talking with T-Bird. Mike and I have been listing things on Outwit, Outplay, Outlist, which has been very fun. But I felt like we needed to get back to Survivor and we need to do something big. And then it hit me that this is what we need to do. And I have to give a big shout out. I had asked the patrons of Rob as a Podcast, what should we do? What do you want to see us do here in 2021? And I have to give a big hat tip to Ari Ferrari, who really crystallized this of what it should be. And Nicole, yes, with the help of the listeners of Rob as a Podcast, I want to get a poll started, and I'm going to go to the tabulator to help me get my poll up this week.
Your poll is always up.
On Monday, we are going to begin polling the audience for the ultimate Survivor 40 season rankings. Now, listen.
Wait, say that again?
Rankings.
Okay.
We're going to rank the seasons, okay? And on top of that, Nicole.
I thought the ranking is arbitrary.
It is arbitrary and reductive, according to some. But, Nicole, here's what we're going to do with these rankings. Of course, we will get hundreds, if not thousands, of responses. We will go through them. We will tally the results. And then, 1 week at a time, we will be revealing the order of the top 40 seasons and be revisiting each season of Survivor 1 week at a time.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
That's a lot of work.
I'll be joined by guests who will, in most cases, I would imagine, do a full rewatch of a season. And they will defend the season. We will do superlatives each week. We'll poll the audience again. We want to know the best episode, the worst episode, the best player, the best move, the best blindside, the overrated player.
Yeah.
All sorts of things. We'll come up with the whole yearbook of categories and we'll poll the audience for that. We are going to go down and break down each season of Survivor.
Including yours.
Well, who knows where Survivor the Amazon will rank? I would imagine it's probably in the top two, but I don't know.
Or not.
Or not. Maybe not. We'll go through what, you know, what's still great? What has not held up great? Mm-hmm. We will go through
a lot of your jokes.
We're not talking about me right now. Okay?
I'm just saying.
We're going to talk about every season. What I like about this is it does not require a rewatch to hear us talk about Survivor Vanuatu. You did not have to go back and watch the season. But if you did go back and watch the season, then I think you would be rewarded for that.
Are you going to give a heads up? Like, okay, this is the season?
We're not going to give out the whole list. But at the end, like going into each new week, at the end of the 40th ranked episode, we will tell you, okay, next week, the 39th ranked episode season will be, so you have a heads up.
And then we'll survey
the audience. That is going to be a weekly podcast that is still working title developing.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what it's going to be yet. If you have an answer for me, let me know, okay? Mm-hmm. That's one of the things I want to tell you about tonight here on the 2021 schedule. In addition to my coverage of 90 Day Fiancé with Puya. Also, that we are going to be implementing something new. Something new and that's something old because that I felt
married?
Like... No. Oh, I mean, sort of. Yeah. I felt like I looked at this of like, okay, we got to get back to Survivor. And then I got to cover something that I don't already cover. That's been the 90 Day Fiancé and whatever else comes along our way. Maybe... Of course, Tough as Nails. Maybe The Circle comes back. Okay, that's the new stuff. The stuff that's on right now. Then we have The Survivor. But I felt like that there were... People wanted us to watch stuff that was old.
Okay.
People wanted us to revisit things, whether it was me watching things for the first time or whether it is me watching something again that I have not seen or I have not seen recently. And so I couldn't pick... what the right thing was. We got so many suggestions from people. Oh, you should watch this. Oh, you have to watch this. You have to watch this. And I was really stuck until it clicked for me. And the podcast is the Rewatch, the RHAP Rewatch. Again, working title here, everybody. But here's what it's going to be. Every month, we're going to go back and watch something. Okay. Then the next month, we start a new thing. Okay, we knock
it all
out
TV?
In 1 month. Yeah, it's going to be reality TV.
Okay,
reality TV. We're going to go back. It might be a season of a show. It might be a complete, a one and done show. And we were going to do this all through until Survivor comes back. And I'm very excited to announce the first show that we are going to be watching in the month of January. Something that I did not watch when it was on. Something I have been dying to talk about, and I'm very excited to tell you that in January, on the RHAP Rewatch, working title, we're going to watch... Here we go, Nicole. Do you know? Did I already tell you?
I have no idea, but you might have told me.
Okay, all right. I might have told you. I might have told you 10 times, and you still don't know. Okay, here we go. Kid Nation!
Oh, you told me!
Yes, yes, okay. And I'm going to be joined by Phil Thompson. He is one of our class of 2020 members. He actually was talking to me about this, I think it was back in June, and I said, you know what? That is such a great idea. He is a young person, and so that he is, I think that might have been of the right age to have been on Kid Nation at the time that it aired. We will see exactly if Kid Nation is inspired, if it was a terrible idea. I'm very excited, and the format of that is going to be a little bit kind of like TEOS style in that each week, we might cover the first three episodes, and we'll go through it in chronological order, boom, 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 so that we can break it up, so we can fit it all in a month. Maybe the first episode is the premiere, and then the second, we'll let you know ahead of time,
mm-hmm.
Okay? If you want to jump in for Kid Nation, and if you don't like Kid Nation, and if you don't care about it, guess what? New Rewatch is coming in February, okay? Maybe we'll vote. We'll figure it out, all right? And then after that, we'll do another one in March. It's the RHAP Rewatch coming in 2021. And in addition to the weekly season ranking podcast of Survivor, we will continue to do, I think, at least the second Survivor podcast a week, which could be Talking with T-Bird.
Mm-hmm.
It could be Outwit Out Play Out List with Mike Bloom, or... We have a new podcast that we are developing, and we will have a pilot of it next week. Very excited about this, okay? It is going to be the This Week in Survivor History game show.
Oh.
Yes, that's right.
Get out.
That's right.
Seeds, baby.
I've been talking with Jordan Kalish all week, and we're saying, you know what, like, hey, that this is time that Survivor is going to be on, and we have a format to turn the This Week in Survivor History quiz into a whole game show that I think is going to be pretty wild, very fun. It's not going to be me versus, it's going to be people playing against each other, and then they take me on in the bonus round. I think it should be a lot of fun. So we've got a ton of stuff coming up here in to be covered on the main feed. Plus, Big Brother Canada is going to come back. We'll see if I end up getting involved with the coverage for Big Brother Canada. Is it 8 or 9? I don't know.
I have no idea.
I don't know. I think it's going to be 9. 8 was sort of it's really 8.5. I don't know. But we got a lot of stuff coming up in the spring. And if anything else new comes up, we always can jump in and cover that. But I really am very excited for what's to come on Rob as a Podcast in 2021.
Sounds very exciting.
Okay. All right. Nicole.
Robert.
Are you ready to get to Friggin' 2?
I am.
Friggin' 2.
Yes. All right. We are here at Friggin' 2. Also, by the way, shout out to Aaron Robertson, who is the composer of all of the stingers and the Friggin' 5 theme song. And that was before everybody knew who Aaron Robertson was. That was when he was just a guy that was sending in little music cues for us. Now he does Sequester and a bunch of different stuff. A million wand offs. Josh Wiggler yells at him, but I'm very excited to talk about the challenge here. The Challenge 36 has kicked off, and we brought in a challenge expert here to talk with us here, because I felt like that me, a challenge casual, talking to Nicole might not be the best way to talk about the challenge here tonight. So we brought in a man who is very knowledgeable about many different things. Of course, that he put together the great RENAP debate, among much more. Here is the great AJ Norris. AJ, how are you?
I'm doing so good, Rob. I would not call myself an expert.
Yes.
But you know what? I'm happy about it.
Yes.
It gives me clout.
Yes. Okay. AJ is here on the Friggin' 5. Nicole, did we ever have guests in the Friggin' 5?
I'm going to say no, but I'm often wrong, and we could have.
Who knows? Who knows if we did or not? But
for my ego, I would like to be the first.
Yes. Okay. That,
well, you're the first in my mind, so yes, that's all that counts.
Yes. AJ, how have you been?
I've been doing so good. Life has not changed. Still quarantining, because, mm-hmm. You should be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
You should be doing
that.
Yes,
you should.
Yes.
You should be doing that. Yes, yes, yes.
Okay.
Holidays happen. Life is good.
Yes.
School is good. Everything's good. Great podcasts I'm listening to.
AJ, what do you want for Christmas this year?
Because Santa's listening. He listens to the podcast.
I asked for like $2,000 yesterday, but they said no.
Santa's cheap.
That's a very specific amount of money.
Who do you owe money to?
Yeah.
Who don't I owe money to at this point? Golly.
Golly.
All right. AJ, the people on the challenge, they are out to score $1 million here on the challenge Double Agents.
And oh, is that what it is? That's the prize?
Yes, it's $1 million.
I didn't even realize there was a prize.
What did you think it was?
I just thought they like to have drama.
They just like to have drama. And the challenge Double Agents is back. AJ, how big of a challenge fan are you?
I am considered a big fan.
Yes.
On a scale of 1 to 10. I am a huge one.
Okay. All right. Nicole, there are a lot of familiar faces on the challenge. We will have challenge spoilers for the premiere, by the way, if you want to skip ahead to Friggin' 3. Again, check the show notes for that. But we're going to talk about what went on in the 90-minute premiere of the Challenge 36, which, AJ, I got to say, I really enjoyed it. I loved it.
So it was only one episode?
Only
so far?
One episode, okay. So far.
Mm-hmm.
Not too late to jump in, Nicole.
I'm going to jump in. I'm going to.
Yeah. A lot of familiar faces, including two survivors, Natalie Anderson, Miss Survivor, who very excited to see her back on my TV.
Come on, Tweenie, let's go.
And then also, this is what Nicole was interested in, that I told her that Jay Starrett was on this season. And what did you say?
I said, oh, that's my friend.
Yes. Okay.
Why does he look like a lumberjack in that picture?
I'm not sure. He didn't really have a lot of airtime. He was kind of purple in the first episode, unfortunately for Jay. Mm-hmm. But AJ, Nicole has in the past been in negotiations with Jay to have him babysit our kids.
It's true.
Yes.
And he said he would do it shirtless.
How far did that get? Did you get $2 an hour for Jay?
We didn't talk money. Just, you didn't talk we were money. Just talking what clothing would be removed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To babysit?
Yeah. That's very inappropriate. By the way, I'm pretty sure that's illegal to talk about, you know, hiring somebody and then, you know, then how little clothes they're going to wear.
It was on This Is Us and the Manny. Come on.
What?
Yeah, it was.
On This Is Us, they had a Manny who, and they were
one of the actors on the show is an actor, and he played the Manny who would often have no shirt on.
Yeah, but they didn't hire a Manny to wear no shirt.
Well, you don't know what the contract said.
I mean, they hired an actor to play a Manny.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
It's not. It's all the same. And if he wants to come over, even if the kids aren't there.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Okay, it's very inappropriate already.
Wait, how is that babysitting?
Well, yeah.
AJ, don't even ask.
We don't even, whatever.
Okay. And then also from Big Brother also, we have Fessy and Josh Martinez and KC, let's go. And then the great Amber Berzotra.
Honestly, 10 out of 10 all-star casting for Amber Berzotra.
Yeah, okay.
She was basically the star of the show, wasn't she?
She didn't have that much to do. I think she had like one conversation with KC that was in the episode. But you know what happened? I got totally confused because then she had like straight hair. And I was like, who's this woman that KC is talking to about the Big Brother Alliance? Like they're trying to bring this woman in. I did not realize that was Amber. Didn't recognize her.
Amber, because she looked different from her cast photo to when she was just standing at the challenge.
Nicole, do you remember have you ever seen this woman in your life, Amber Berzotra?
No.
No. Okay.
But that doesn't really mean no. I could have.
Yeah. Okay. AJ, do you have a favorite person that's on the challenge?
On the challenge. Define favorite.
Is there a person that you stan that's on the challenge?
No, they are all terrible people. If you get on the show, you're not a good person.
They're all bad people.
Oh, Jay's not bad.
Well, yeah, Jay's like, you know what? They've been adding nice people.
He's such a nice guy.
With Jay and Big T is so nice.
Yes.
And I love Big T. And
I like Big T also. I like I like her accent.
Who's Big T?
This is Big T. And Big T. That now here, let me just set this up for people who did not watch the challenge. It's called The Challenge Double Agents. Okay, everybody has a partner, and you get paired up with your partner, and then there's eliminations.
Is it like random draw?
It wasn't random draw. They had everybody like, okay, pick a partner.
Oh, okay.
It was a little bit like you know, I don't want to get stuck with this person.
Yeah.
And so they went back and forth. But yeah,
I saw that it was like pick your partner for your project and back to school, and yeah. I like got scared, like flashbacks.
So Big T is partners with Joseph, who is I picked him as my guy coming into the season. And then Nicole, get this, Big T was mad that Joseph, they have like a party, and then Joseph was went to sleep during the party. I couldn't believe it. It was like the first day, and she's like, hey, wake up, we gotta make alliances. He's like, yeah, but I'm tired, I'm going to sleep. And he went to sleep. AJ, he went to sleep on the couch during the party.
A straight up vibe, Rob. Like, yes.
Every party has a pooper.
It's like, yeah, I'm tired.
It was like the fun type of sleeping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she's like, I can't believe this is my partner. And he's like, Nicole, it was like a nightclub. And he's just like, yeah, I'm asleep.
Okay.
That's it.
When you're tired, it's like, is he narcoleptic?
I don't think so. He was on America's Got Talent.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's his talent.
Yeah. AJ, do you know what is his talent? Is he a singer?
Sleeping.
That was, he was on America's Got Talent, that he could sleep anywhere?
I would consider that a talent.
Seriously.
Like,
yeah.
Who could do that crap? Like, go to a nightclub and go to sleep? Like, couldn't be me.
Yeah. I guess he's a singer, I guess.
He sings songs.
Yeah.
And he...
he's a singer. Does he sing songs? Yeah. Yes!
Yes. Big T was not impressed.
Big T wasn't impressed. And listen, Big T can be wrong sometimes. Like, that is impressive to me.
I thought that was impressive. Okay. AJ, let me tell you some things about the challenge. First of all, it looks very cold there. That I did not like that it looks like that everybody looks very, it looks like it's very bleak, very dreary, and it looks very cold.
It is depressing. Like, I know y'all live in like California. I live in Georgia, two places it never snows in. Mm-hmm. That's my hell.
Yeah.
Where are they?
They're in like, where are they in? Like Iceland?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Which is supposedly very green.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it looks very cold there.
Not today.
But I do have to say, AJ, I really like TJ Lavin's jacket.
His jacket?
Yeah. I wish I had a jacket like that. That was a very nice jacket. Although he looks very cold.
Listen, I think there's two types of jackets. Jackets that are used to fight the cold, and jackets to look good in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He looks good.
That look good in, it's not everybody looks good in them. So you need to be careful, Rob.
Yeah. Okay. So I was very surprised that a person who was in the middle of everything here in this episode was AJ Fessy. Fessy was like at the center of everything happening.
Let me tell you about Fessy.
Tell me about Fessy. Do you know him, Nicole? Do you remember Fessy?
Tell me about Fessy.
Yes.
Fessy is an amazing athlete. I would kill to be as athletic as him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he was not interesting at all.
Mm-hmm.
And he was rude to Anissa. And yes, we don't like that.
Yes, he was. Can I say something else about Fessy?
Tell me. Hit me.
Fessy is a moron.
But so this was a little jarring for me because Nicole on Big Brother 20,
uh-huh,
Fessy's storyline was basically
Fessy is a moron.
Fessy is dumb.
Okay.
Yes.
But in the challenge that it is not presented as like, so it's like that all through Big Brother 20, he gets the dodo edit, who flipped. He's always like, he doesn't understand things. Like, he mm-hmm. was a dummy. That was his storyline in Big Brother.
Yeah.
But then we come to the challenge, and all of a sudden, he's like that's not the same story going on.
Maybe this is a game he's good at.
I guess so, because he wins the first prize. He won the first thing. He mm-hmm. completed a puzzle. I couldn't believe it, AJ. I said, oh, no way Fessy's going to get this.
Now, here's the thing. The people they cast on Big Brother versus the people they cast on the challenge.
Yes.
Okay. It is not hard to like solve a puzzle against some of these folks down here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name any names.
Yeah. So
Nelson.
That he won the first prize, and then Anissa also won.
Can we talk about Anissa real quick?
Yes.
Anissa coming in here, one of the, if not the oldest woman. And she kicking butt. Like, she beat an Olympian. She beat Natalie. Like, I'm here for Anissa. And she's, like, funny, too. Like, they were all looking at Anissa.
She hosts the Challenge podcast, right?
She's a slick talker, man.
So, for the oldest woman, how old is that?
Her late 30s?
Late 30s.
Yeah, she said she's been doing this show for 2 decades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, she had the chance that she got to pick who her partner was going to be. And then Fessy is like, oh, don't pick me because that you need to have good endurance if you want to win the challenge. I hope she doesn't pick me. And that seemed not cool, Fessy.
Not cool.
So who did she pick?
Fessy. He said that in his confessional.
Good, he deserves it.
He's like, I hope she picks me. And then somebody else was like, boy, Fessy's like looking down, trying not to make eye contact. She's like, I pick Fessy.
And listen, what Fessy has been my first pick. No,
mm-hmm.
like, listen, you got Corey on the board, mm-hmm. you got Darrell on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So there are better, yeah. there were better picks than Fessy.
I think there is more well-rounded people than Fessy.
Mm-hmm.
AJ, did Fessy do well in his last challenge season?
Yes, he made it to the very finals.
Yeah.
And he came in fourth place for the guys.
Okay. So the guys, the people just keep coming back?
Yes.
Like they're just professional challengers? Yes. Challengers?
Yes.
That's crazy.
Well,
this is Anissa's 18th time.
Has she won?
No.
She sucks.
But some people, like what, Johnny Bananas has won 7 times? Is that something? Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. 7 times?
7 times, yeah.
Is he on here?
He's not on this season, but
it's giving somebody else a chance.
He's on here.
Who's on here? Wes?
Darrell.
Oh, Darrell. Well, how many times has he played?
Like 8.
8 times. Okay.
But he won't afford them. So
people come back that basically, yeah, the challenge, it's not like Survivor where even like Boston Rob, like he's been on like a million times on Survivor, but he's not on like every single season but people, they just keep coming. Like the people that are like a lot of drama, they keep coming back. And then if you're a rookie, they tend to target all the rookies. And then it's a lot of the like returning favorites that are just back every single season. Mm-hmm.
I think more recently it has not been like that because you have people that's like revolt against the old folks, which they're like in their early 30s, so they're not really old.
New school. Oh, yeah, new school versus old school. We got to see, I thought this is very interesting. Okay, so Natalie Anderson, she is paired up with Wes. Now, Nicole, Wes.
Does it have to be girl, boy?
Yes, you have to have a man and a woman on the team. Wes, that he is sort of like the like longtime villain of the challenge. Do I have that right, AJ?
Yes. Yeah, I would say longtime villain.
Yeah. So he's been described as like a Boston Rob, that he is like he's always like playing the game. Like I think he is like a villain, but people root for him also.
So what is he from that he went on the challenge?
He was on The Real World.
Oh, so they still have, like, because I remember this was...
No, he's that he was on The Real World, like, 15 years ago.
Well, I remember this used to be, like, Real World versus Road Rules, right? Yes. This is, like, where it started?
Some of these people that are in their late 30s used to be on... When there used to be a Real World, he was on it.
So they're just, like, professional MTVers.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah,
not a bad gig.
Yes.
Not the worst gig.
Yeah.
I remember when Wes was on The Real World.
He looks really familiar.
Yes, but now he's gone to the challenge, and now he's like an evil super genius.
Well, he's been on it for long enough.
Yes.
But and also, he's like smarter than almost everyone there.
Yes. How many times has Wes won the challenge?
I want to say once.
Once? Yeah.
I think he's made like many finals, but only won it one time, I think.
Yes. I was talking about this with Brian and Allie the other day. I feel like Wes needs a nickname.
Ben Vaughn, you called him. What did she call him?
Yeah.
Rumpelstiltskin.
Rumpelstiltskin. Why?
Because he's always scheming and planning, and you have to promise him like your first baby. So,
Boy, I don't know. I feel like that, far be it from me to question Dave Vaughn, America's favorite player, but like I feel like I guess he has such a short name. To make his nickname be like 5 times longer than what his actual name is.
There's no rules for nicknaming.
I think ideally the nickname you want it to be shorter.
No. Whatever works.
Yeah, I guess
Shorten West for me then.
What is it?
W.
That's terrible.
Yeah, so he is paired up with Natalie Anderson. This is really interesting to me. So you have Wes, who's like the ultimate challenge strategist, that he has picked up now the ultimate competition rookie in Natalie Anderson. I noticed this when I watched. Did you watch the preview special this week, AJ?
I did not. No,
I did. I did. It was really good. And I wonder if they had already been like paired up at that point, because I saw Wes and Natalie talking and it seemed like that they was like, oh, this is an interesting pair.
Wes has a reputation for sliding into rookies' DMs.
Oh.
He's that guy.
Yes. Okay. Well, I think that for these people that they are basically the professional challenge players. Yeah.
Yeah, and like, listen, everyone who be coming back hates Wes, so he has to find new friends.
Yeah. Did anybody come up with this? Yeah, I have not been on Challenge Twitter, but the official couple name for Natalie and Wes, Wes Anderson.
No.
Now that's a nickname.
Yeah, the Royal Tannenbaums. The Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay, all right. Give him the hook.
Yeah. Hold on, AJ. Did Natalie pick to stay with Wes, or is that a clip? Was that a cliffhanger?
That's a cliffhanger.
Cliffhanger.
Like,
so you can jump ship.
No, if so you, here's what happened. So here's what, let me just give Nicole the real quick. Okay. So then, so there started to be like a lot of friction, which really started. So there's Cam, who was
Killer Cam.
Yeah, Killer Cam, cool. Who was my gal. That Killer Cam, she is with that. Let me
Josh.
Yes. Okay.
Wait, are you talking about like in a game?
No, she's with Leroy, right?
Yes.
So that they are together in real life, Nicole.
Oh, okay. Is he on the show too?
Yes, he's on the show. But they didn't pick each other for their partners. And then Cam, she went to CT, who I don't see. He's giving me like Mike Boogie vibes of like, how old is CT?
Early 40, like 41.
Oh, he was on like what Road Rules or something, right?
Yeah, he's old.
Yeah,
he is
I know who
school.
That guy is.
So CT is only 40, but he looks like he's a little long in the tooth.
Got CT. Some mileage.
Yeah, it's not the years, it's the mileage with CT. AJ, I can barely understand what CT is saying.
I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze anymore with CT, if I'm being honest. I get it. Back in the day, he was all like crazy and psychotic, and it was fun. Mm-hmm. But now he's just like, yeah, I'm just gonna, like, you know, do what I want. Tori, where are you?
Yeah. So,
we don't need that.
So was it Cam who went to him? Cam! Cam comes to CT and is like, hey, you want to be my partner? And he's like, okay, tell me why. Like, man, make your pitch. Like, what is this? Robin Akiva, Great Debate?
Oh, boy.
For CT, yes. He thinks, I want the elite as in Tori, even though y'all have a very similar record when it comes to the challenge. And in fact, you have beaten Tori in an elimination, but you know.
Yeah. So then he didn't pick Cam, and then Cam
like the gall. Yeah. Like she said, hey, will you be my partner? And he's like, no. Like who does that?
No, I could not imagine that.
I admire that.
Yeah. It was a total snub. And then Cam and Leroy, then they end up basically like going with Josh and KC. It's like then Josh and KC are the same thing of like, hey, we're a couple basically, but not a romantic couple. They're basically like, hey, we're the two people that were supposed to be on Big Brother 22, but now are here on the challenge. And we're from Team Big Brother. There's like a whole Big Brother alliance.
Mm-hmm. There's enough of them.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was Josh and Casey, more Josh than Casey probably were. Like, hey, who wants to be my partner? And everyone was like, no, thank you. And he just grabbed Casey like, you know what, you're my person. And then Cam was like, don't be stupid. Let's switch partners. And he was like, okay, we'll do that.
Yeah. AJ, I get the impression that nobody likes Josh on the challenge. Only KC.
It makes sense.
Even like in the first, who is it in like Corey. The opening? Yeah, Corey in like the opening of the show. He's like, wow, this is the craziest season of the challenge. Lolo Jones is here. Natalie from Survivor is here. Josh from Big Brother. Oh, wait, nobody cares about him.
He
like
said that?
No, Nicole, that was the first like 10 seconds of the show was a slam that nobody cares about Josh from Big Brother.
Yeah.
it's like, I get it. He's an easy target because he's not the most physically athletic person in there. He has not won an elimination yet. And he's very emotional. I get that. And he's a hothead. And he has very little respect. And
has he been on the challenge before?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is his fourth time, I think.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, like Josh has been here a minute. He likes to like make up fake rivalries for people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, I get it.
Yeah.
Nicole, so do it.
Do you know Lolo Jones?
I know the name.
Yeah, she was on Big Brother Celebrity 2, but she's not considered to be part of the Big Brother Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe so. AJ, let me tell you, tell me if I have this right, my understanding of the alliances. So you have like the old school people who were basically like, Wes and CT. And it seemed like that there was like a little bit of a coup where Big Brother basically like teamed up with Leo and his partner, Gabby, to basically try to, and then ultimately, after CT and Cam were not on the same page, then they also threw in to try to take a shot then at knocking CT and Ashley out.
Now, I don't think this is like an old school thing, because you have Teresa on here, you have Anissa, who else on here? Darrell, all old school people. But CT, you don't cross Cam. And I think because he crossed Cam, Cam was thinking, oh, okay, you're going to pay for this immediately. And then the Big Brother Alliance, because Josh has quote unquote beef with Wes, and Casey's a loyal soldier.
Yeah.
They're like, we also don't like Wes. So it was a perfect combination of two people who just happen to be champions and established figures that are not liked right now. And they're like, you know what? Let's just throw them in.
Leo had a big episode also.
We love Leo.
We love Leo. Yes.
He is
a wrestler, Nicole.
Yes.
Yes.
Professional.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. He was in the WWE.
Oh.
Yeah. How about that? Yeah, and his partner is Gabby, and she's on a bunch of shows from the UK. She's like the girl on Ted Lasso that is like dates all the players. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But but ultimately, like, it ends up being where, okay, so then they vote CT and Ashley into the like death match, and then what do they call that on the show?
The elimination.
Too many but things. I got to keep track on every single show now. What it's called of between this sequester and everything, like the last thing, the elimination round. So
they changed the name every season too.
Yeah.
The season is greater, but like
yeah.
Just know it's the elimination round.
Okay, the elimination. So then Anissa and CT, I'm sorry, Anissa and Fessy have to pick then, because they're the double agents, they get to pick who's going to play against CT and Ashley, and they picked Wes Anderson. but then all of a sudden it was like, oh, by the way, we didn't tell you it's a women only elimination. I feel like that they changed this last second, AJ. They're like, oh, we can't have Wes or CT going out. Women's elimination today.
Here's the issue too, because people didn't care about Ashley. People didn't care about Natalie. It was their partners people had beef with.
Yeah.
And they just happened to be collateral for that.
This seems crazy to me that you don't eliminate a team. You only eliminate one person from the team.
Listen, we got to pad out those episodes.
It seems like a lot of rules.
I guess so. I guess because then they want the person who survives to be able to switch their partner. But anyway.
We really want that drama, because Anissa now betraying her friend. What's her name? Wes. And CT getting voted in by so many people.
Yeah.
They're like, ooh, drama. We love this. And Natalie and Ashley, they're fine.
Okay.
They're not fine. They're both amazing, but you know.
But it turns out Natalie Anderson just then destroyed this woman, Ashley, in the, like, they didn't show ever.
I would like to say,
yes,
like, it's not just this woman, Ashley. Her nickname is Millionaire Ashley. She's won more money on the challenge than any other woman.
Mm-hmm.
Until last season, she won the most money, period.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she has a couple of titles, so she's, like, a big deal.
Yeah.
But, you know. She's gone first, so we don't care anymore.
Natalie destroyed her.
Was it like a physical challenge?
Well, it was a physical challenge. They didn't really ever give you a shot that I think they were trying to make you feel like it was close, and it wasn't close. Like I couldn't really tell what was going on, but it seemed like when they ultimately pulled back, Natalie had just destroyed her, and Natalie ends up winning. I watched this episode like in the afternoon today, and I'm like, okay, well, I know Natalie was fine, because I would have been spoiled on Twitter a million times if Natalie got eliminated in the first episode again. So she's only done that twice. So she's good here. If she makes it through the first episode on these shows, she's good.
She's good.
She's good.
She's great.
I was very happy for my friend Natalie. She really showed herself. I really enjoyed the challenge more than I thought I would, AJ.
I get it, because when people think of the challenge, they think it's just trashy TV show.
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, it is.
It kind of is, yeah.
Yeah. Like
it is. But they're trying to take themselves more seriously nowadays. So
isn't everybody?
Yes. A lot of like slow motion, 60 frames per second stuff. They, very seriously. A couple other things, Nicole. Wes got hit in the face with a shoe.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes.
That's
serious. Yes. who threw the shoe? CT?
CT.
Oh, it was on purpose?
No. Oh. They were like wrestling, and then they took the shoe and it hit Wes right in the face, and everybody
just
was laughing.
Behind him.
Really? Who throws a shoe? So that happened.
Seems like a good weapon.
And then, AJ, MTV, 15 million times has to show me the same commercial for Nicole.
Axe body spray?
No. Tiffany Amber Thiessen is hosting a new show called Delicious Food Fails. Why, AJ, why is this a show?
Food Fails.
So, you know Ridiculousness, right, Rob?
Mm-hmm.
They play it 24/7, except when the challenge is on.
Yeah.
Well, they was like, you know what? Let's do a worse version of that show and give it to this lady.
I don't even understand what this is. Of like, I know this is not for me. I don't like the podcast about food, but I don't even understand what this show and why Tiffany Thiessen. What is she's not?
She's got nothing
like,
to do.
Yeah, she's like, hey, I used to go to the Peach Pit and the Max, so I know a thing or two about food. So here's some hilarious food fails. Why is this on MTV?
Great question. Like, this is put it on the Food Network. I think they'll take it. No, this is too bad for the Food Network. They have higher class.
Like, I don't understand how this is even an MTV show. Is this like, are young people very interested in Delicious Food Fails, AJ?
Yes, they very much are. If you go to
TikTok.
Is this
big on TikTok?
There is many. The hottest thing on TikTok.
Food Fails.
Gordon Ramsay roasting people about their food.
Hmm. Oh, Idiot Sandwich. Yes, with Julie Chen Moonves. Yeah, okay. All right.
People think that type of stuff.
Viral food fails coming to MTV. Nicole, should we podcast about this?
Probably not.
Okay.
Don't do it.
Okay.
You got better time. You got children.
AJ, and then the other thing that really
I thought my own food fails.
Was wild, yeah. Nicole has food. Look, Nicole could win this show.
Hey, watch it.
Yeah. AJ, the other thing I thought that was wild was at the end of the challenge, there's like this crazy disclaimer of like, do not try any of these stunts at home. Do not send us videos of you doing any stunts. Like, we will not look at the video if you are ever attempting to do any sort of stunt. We will not watch the video. So do not ever make a video and send it to us because we will not watch it and we will not ever put you on the challenge.
Seems like it's much needed.
Did you see that? Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, that was good. It's crazy.
I see that a lot of times on Ridiculousness.
What is this Ridiculousness that you keep talking about? Is this a show I should watch?
No.
Yeah, Ridiculousness. Nicole, have you heard about this?
No.
Ridiculous.
I'm so out of the loop on everything.
It's just a show where they show like short, like 20-second clips of people failing or getting hurt. It's like, hey, don't record yourself getting hurt. We won't play it.
Okay, AJ, is there anything else that you want to say about the challenge?
I'm glad the challenge is back. I'm excited. This is a fun cast overall. I'm glad they don't have most of the toxic people they usually have on here.
Yeah.
So they're like cleaning up their act. I'm super excited for Cam.
You love Killer Cam.
I love Killer Cam. Like, yeah. She is amazing.
This
I think she's
a
figure that is missing in reality TV. She's a strong, independent, strategic black woman. And even though she can be like strong-willed, she's not painted as the angry black woman.
Yeah. She was really great talking about her family. And I don't know who she was talking to. What one of her relatives, her grandmother, that was shoplifting and just telling a whole story about that. But I don't know. Do they have winner's edit on the challenge?
No,
okay.
They don't.
They
don't. Because if they did, last season they were giving it to Corey.
Yeah.
And he came in third place. So okay. They don't care.
And she got the name of the episode, too. That it was something. Yeah, it was something like who's the
license to Killer Cam.
License to Killer Cam. Yes. All right. We're going to talk about Sequester episode 2 coming up next. But first, Nicole, we want to thank a sponsor. Get ready to go on the challenge with Fight Camp a favorite of the first lady of podcasting, Nicole. Tell us about your favorite fight camp.
Oh, so many things going on at fight camp. Fight camp is one of my favorite things. And this isn't even part of the commercial. Like, this is real life. Mm-hmm. I love fight camp. I've been doing it for almost a year now, and it's changed my life.
What is fight camp?
Fight camp is an interactive boxing app where you get awesome instructors teaching you boxing combinations, 4 rounders, 6 rounders, 10 rounders, burning 500, 600, 700 calories in one workout.
Whoa.
It's really awesome.
Okay. And AJ, this is not just a sponsored read for Nicole. This is Nicole's actual real life hobby.
I have been doing this since March, and it has changed my life. It has changed my body, and it has changed me not hitting other people. So most workouts really aren't that exciting, but there really is nothing more exciting and engaging than learning boxing and kickboxing. And that's exactly why people are saying that Fight Camp is the only workout they've ever stuck with. And the great thing about Fight Camp is that it's made for absolute beginners to experienced boxers who want to box from home.
Mm-hmm.
Fight Camp is a great way to learn boxing and kickboxing while improving your fit.
Even I could do it?
Even Rob can do this, mm-hmm. which is saying a lot. Even you could do this.
Wow. Okay. That's very impressive.
Although I got to say, Rob is kind of ripped right now.
All right. Stick to the ad.
Yes. So Fight Camp is a great way to learn boxing and kickboxing while improving your fitness with authentic workouts, all while learning at your own pace from home.
Before quarantine started, I was looking at doing some boxing classes.
Yeah.
And I was kickboxing classes, and I was like really excited, but then quarantine happened. And I was like,
So this is perfect for you.
I don't care about people.
Yeah. And we're all quarantining. So this is the best thing. You can still be fit, be healthy, and be at home. Mm-hmm. It's a win-win.
Mm-hmm.
And it comes with all the gear that you need. It comes with the gloves. It comes with the wraps. It comes with the trackers. It comes with the bag. It's got everything that you need. So you're all set up. You can learn a new skill and continuously get better. You can monitor your progress with the metrics from the trackers, which is seriously like the best part. You can monitor how fast you're punching, how hard you're punching, the rate of your punches, and then you see how much better you're getting, and you can fight other people.
I like to track my progress.
I love metrics. I love it.
Yes?
Yes. Did you know I'm a metrics nerd?
I didn't know this.
I really am.
I learn so much about you all the time.
Yes. And Christmas is right around the corner, guys, and Fight Camp is a great holiday gift. Fight Camp is the perfect gift for anyone.
I gotta start my holiday shopping.
Well, yeah, I need my gifts, Rob, so get on it. Seriously, Fight Camp offers flexible financing for as low as 0% APR and $0 down. Like, there's not anything better than zero. And right now, as a limited-time holiday offer, you can get free shipping and a gift valued up to $109 with every Fight Camp package. Just go to joinfightcamp.com/Rob. That's right, get free shipping and a gift valued up to $109 with your purchase. Bring an authentic boxing and kickboxing gym into your home with Fight Camp. To get your free gift, just go to joinfightcamp.com/Rob, and then you can fight me.
You know, you don't want any of that.
Oh, good. You want some of this.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's joinfightcamp.com/Rob.
Friggin' three.
Yes. All right. Sequester time. All right. Nicole, you all right?
I'm good.
Okay. All right. So, AJ, I got to podcast about the first episode of Sequester with Taryn Armstrong, and I checked out episode 2 of Sequester, and I really enjoyed it. That Sequester stayed hot.
It's firing on all cylinders this season, Rob.
Yes.
Like, straight up. I think it's because of the casting, but you know what? It's going great.
Okay, let's just ask Nicole. Nicole, tell us, Nicole, in your own words, what is Sequester?
In my own words, I would say, I have no freaking clue.
Okay. What's it about, though? Do you know what it is?
It's about these people that live in a house.
Yeah.
And they fight and they curse a lot. Because you're often watching it with our children. I'm like, get out, get out.
Yeah, there is a lot of cursing in Sequester. I will say that, I was trying, I was watching part of the episode with my 7-year-old who was interested about this. Like, he's seen, like, when the minis were on over the summer, and then was like, oh, Dad, what's this show? What's this? And then luckily, like, there was a point where there was not a lot of cursing at the point that we were watching this.
And he'll repeat a word and remind you that that word is a bad word, and that word you should not say.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
Yeah. What are you Sequester, not for kids.
Yeah.
It's not rated PG.
Not rated PG, but Nicole, this week there was a game called, what was it, Killer and Murderer? Not Killer Cam.
Detective.
Detective. Killer and Detective was the name of the game?
Something like that.
Yeah. Okay. And so this week there was a killer.
Not Cam.
Yes. And it was Billy. Kill Bill. It was Billy. Cool. Billy the Killer was out there. And I thought this was really fun. I really liked Billy as the killer. Mm-hmm. I thought that was super fun. And then I'm really enjoying the smaller cast on Sequester.
I think the great thing is, first off, Billy. Billy's amazing on every level.
She was great.
She was amazing. And I think the great thing about this smaller cast is, like, you get it. You get why they were casted. Like, everyone on here, except for maybe one person, mm-hmm. is, you understand why they were on the show and you see what they're adding to the show. But even that one person I'm thinking of, they're also adding stuff. They came to play and they came to win and they came to fight hard. So it's everybody on this cast.
Yeah.
Is not holding back. They're putting their all into this, and I love it.
Yes. Nicole, do you know that Shireen is on Sequester?
I did not know that.
Yes. Shireen is on Sequester, and you know that Brent is on Sequester.
I knew
Sequester.
Brent was on. I did not know Shireen was on.
Do you know that Sequester has people in these creepy masks?
That is really creepy.
It is really creepy. Yeah. That's my least favorite thing about
Why?
Sequester, AJ. I do not care for the masks.
Why do they have to wear that?
I don't know. AJ, what is there any significance to why they wear the Jason or Michael Myers mask?
You want my opinion or what I think the actual answer is?
Yeah, well, how about both?
Okay, I think in actuality, it's so that way they can switch people out without people like.
Oh, knowing. So then if the person in the mask wants a big contract, then they say no, hey, we'll replace you.
That's what I, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's what I actually think. But I like the idea that there's a secret game going underneath where they're killing the people who gets eliminated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Nicole, somebody was the killer and that was Billy.
Is it different every week?
No, each round is a different game. So there was Billy, she was the killer. And then who was the detective?
Rachel.
Rachel was the detective. So, while I never understand how to actually play the games on Sequester, and I think that people think that I'm ooh, Rob knows about strategy, and I really don't. I'm hanging on for dear life to try to, even in The Genius, I watch that. So it's nothing against Sequester. I just don't get it. I need to you really need to hold my hand.
But didn't you play Sequester Mini?
I did, and I didn't know what was going on either that day. Okay, so I'm pretty dense when it comes to picking up these games on the fly. I'm not Taryn. I can't just tell me the rules and then I tell, the best move is do blah 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 blah. So
I don't think you're alone in that, but think most people, it's okay, I'm just going to go along for the ride and hopefully I pick it up.
Yeah, I'm just more enjoying the scenery as we're going through it. And, I like to see Brent on the TV. Nicole, Brent is playing a very aggressive game.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, that's Brent is all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sounds about right.
Yeah.
And I mean that in the nicest way possible.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like it's going great, but I don't know all the rules.
Here's the thing about Sequester that I think does well for someone like Brent, who is going crazy
mm-hmm.
and is not very well liked right now.
Mm-hmm.
The rules change each week, so he could get lucky with a few twists that will save him around the road. You can't just vote someone out. You have to beat them out of this game. And
yes.
I think a lot of the challenges...
That's what Josh said.
Yes, yes, yes. And I think a lot of the challenges, whether it's physical or mental or stuff like that, I think the key component to being good at the challenge is to keep your cool.
Mm-hmm.
And would that be how I describe Brent? Probably not. But I know he has a military background, and I'm pretty sure most of those people can keep a cool.
So one thing I did not like this week was that, so Nicole, when they started, when they had Brent on the screen, like, and this started last week with Marcello, that every time he was on the screen, they had like a snake sound effect. Then this week they started, every time Brent is on the screen, they had like a squeaking rat sound effect. And I was like, wait, what is that? Is that? And then it happened again. And I have to say, AJ, I did not like that, and it wasn't even like because I feel like on a reality show they'd be like, Brent is such a rat, and then like somebody says the word rat and then you have a sound effect. But this is just like every time Brent appears on the screen, so
the show is making the assumption
the show is putting in like animal sound effects on people.
But here's the worst part, in my opinion, is it doesn't fit. Last week when they were putting the snake sound behind Marcello, he wasn't doing anything snakeish or anything sneaky. He was just being like Marcello, just chilling around playing the game like everybody else. Mm-hmm. And with the ratting with Brent, he voted for Katie. Brent was threatened to go into elimination. Of course he would do that. That's not a rat thing. That's self-preservation right there. Mm-hmm. It would be one thing if he was like, da-da-da is saying something about you, and da-da-da is saying things about you. You need to watch out for da-da-da. But he's not doing... Well, I guess he did do that with Shireen.
Yeah, and I just don't know. How many more animals do we have where if...
11.
I don't know. If somebody's like, I really want to, I really want to go to the end with Jacob because he's a goat. Do they have every animal? Yeah. I don't know. Maybe, are they playing this on a farm? Is that what it is? Is this like old McDonald's sequester?
Listen, I think they're down in Georgia, and there's a lot of farms in Georgia.
Yeah. Tell me if you thought this, because while I thought that Billy was great as the killer, that it seemed like it was very easy to be the killer. Like, it was almost like, I felt like that was almost like, unless the detective got super lucky, it seemed like that there was almost no way that the killer could be discovered unless they acted like Fessy. Like,
Fessa is a moron!
Right? Didn't it seem like it was kind of easy to be the killer?
Yeah, yes. I think it was easy, especially for someone like Billy, where everyone's chill with Billy. Like, everyone's like Billy. Mm-hmm. No one suspected Billy. Like, I think if it was someone like Shireen, if Shireen was the killer, and Marcello or Katie was like, hey, are you the killer? I could see her be like, something that will raise a red flag. Mm-hmm. But I think because no one was suspect of Billy, and plus, not gonna lie, Spencer, Natalie, y'all are great, but they weren't really pressed that y'all were up. Like, they mm-hmm. were not that concerned, so they were not.
Yeah, like, I feel like that there should have been either like more clues of who the killer was, or like if the detective guesses people, then they get like the detectives get like, maybe you didn't want the detective to guess you, and then if whoever the detective guessed might be up for elimination. I don't know. It just seemed like that there was no chance they were going to figure out it was Billy, and it just seemed like that people were not super interested after a little while in terms of like figuring out who the killer was.
Yeah, I agree. I think Billy was lost from the start. Not to take away from the good work she did, because she did do good work.
She did great work, like in confessional. Yeah. And I like that she didn't tell anybody.
I like the Brent switch for Jacob.
Yeah,
because her whole purpose of putting up Brent was mm-hmm. so that way people would think it was Katie, but then they already guessed Katie. So she's like, well, that's useless. Let me switch up my plan, put up Jacob to put suspect on other people. So I like that from her. That was very smart of her.
Yes.
So I think she did some great work.
Okay. Can you tell me, AJ, that so Nicole, they go outside, and they have the ceremony, and then they have Jay West, who is a legend, that he has been eliminated very early in two different seasons of Sequester.
And, so this is like the challenge. They keep coming back.
Yes. Yeah, for Jay West. Not for everybody else.
Just Jay West.
Yeah. and he's wearing like a mask there. Can he see outside the mask? Why is he well, why do they have to make him wear a mask?
That goes back to my theory that they just killed him. Like
they killed him
to make them one of their own, like a zombie or a vampire.
Like I don't get it. Like, why does he have to sit there with a mask on? If he can't see, why does he need to be there?
It's because he's on the jury, and I don't know why he's wearing a mask. I think he should be able to react. I think
if you want him on the jury, they're saying that you don't want to read his, like, they don't want people like doing like Eliza facial expressions.
That's what I think.
Oh, Eliza ruined it.
So okay, so we don't know how Jay West is going to vote because we can't see his facial expressions, but he can see out the mask, or he could just hear.
I think he could see out the mask. I couldn't do it, not that well, but you know, my eyes.
Then why don't they give him the same mask that the other sequester people wear? Why is he wearing like a different like robot mask? These are the questions that I have about Sequester.
It's very confusing.
Yes.
Sequester?
Okay. Nicole, do you have any questions for AJ about Sequester?
So many. I don't know what's happening.
Where do you want to start?
I think we have to talk on the phone. I don't know.
Yes. AJ, could you win Sequester if you went to go play it?
Probably not. No.
Oh, I think you
have you
win.
Ever won Sequester?
No.
How close did you get? What's the best you ever did?
I have won a mini, though.
Oh, yeah. You won a mini. Yeah. I didn't think you won like a in-person season.
Oh, no.
It's only the fourth season. Only three people and I know Kim Matina.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I didn't think you were one of the other two people that won.
How far did you get, Rob?
Very far.
No, you didn't.
I did. I get fifth place.
Oh, okay. You just
fifth place.
You said it like
and
you were lying.
Didn't want to take, and people went to wanted to take a showmance to the end.
Rob was so mad when he came down after
so
he
mad.
Lost.
I was like, what? You're going to go to the end
he
with Puya and Liana?
He
I was like, all right. I felt like that. I got to the final five, and I was like, all right, great. Let's break up Puya and Liana. Here we go. And they're like, no, we're going to go to the end with them. What?
Did they win?
No. Puya won.
Oh, that's what I meant. Did one of them win?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, what do you guys do? You guys are crazy.
Yeah,
but whatever.
I would have took you, Rob.
Thank you, AJ. We don't need to revisit that tonight.
Mm-hmm. I would have.
AJ, anything else that you want to say about Sequester?
I think Sequester is. I'm glad to have Sequester because it's more strategic television that we are missing now that Survivor's not here and Big Brother was a disappointment. And I like the diversity in the cast. It's people of different ages, different backgrounds, different sizes.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have someone like Rachel, and you have someone like Spencer. You have someone like Muna. I don't know if I've seen Muna on television before, someone like her at least.
Yeah, so Muna's very good. Yeah.
I love the diversity. I'm glad to see Brent here.
Yeah. Brent's like very intense. Brent also they said he was a close talker in episode one, Nicole, and then he also is grabbing people's arms when he's talking to them, and then slamming doors in people's faces.
He's scary.
Sounds like the life of the party.
he's very intense. He's very worked up.
Very very worked up.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like I don't know how he's doing it, Rob. Like, honestly.
Yeah.
He could be gone next week. He could win the game, like, straight up.
Okay. All right. It's been fun to watch Sequester. And then, of course, Taryn had a recap on Monday night, as he does every week. He was with Chantel Francis and Matt Liguori this week. Mm-hmm. You could check that out in our podcast feed if you missed it this week. And, of course, be sure to join Taryn again live on this Monday night. AJ, thank you for checking in with us to talk about the challenge and Sequester. It was a great week of television.
It really was. Like, straight up. Let me tell you. Sunday got me hyped, and Wednesday kept the hype going.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this podcast is keeping it going even further.
Yes. AJ, what else are you watching? Ridiculousness?
Oh, God, no. What else am I watching? I'm watching The Amazing Race.
Yes.
I am happy that Hung and Chi are at the final. So, you know what? Life is good.
Yes.
What else am I watching? What else am I watching?
Are you a Hung and Chi stan?
I love Hung and Chi. Mm-hmm. From the moment they came on my screens, it was over with.
Nicole, do you know there's somebody that's on The Amazing Race this season that's named Hung?
I'm going to keep my comments to myself.
I wasn't sure if you knew that.
I did not.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There you go. All right. AJ, where can people follow you?
You can follow me on Twitter at TheKidNorris.
TheKidNorris. Great. It's a great Twitter handle.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Later this week.
Yes.
Well, not this week. Next Tuesday, I'm going to be on Zach and Jacob's podcast on post-show recap.
Yeah.
Talking
about Avatar. Oh, you're going to be on Hang In There.
Hang In There. I'm going to be there.
Yes. Okay. Nicole, do you know about Avatar, The Last Airbender?
I don't.
Yes. Okay.
It's a great show. I think your boys will like it.
Mm, yeah.
Is it a kids show?
I did watch it with Dominic, and he watched it one episode, and then when it was like, Dad, should we watch more? But only like if you're going to put him to bed.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a lot of action scenes in it. A lot of fighting.
Mm-hmm. Yes. AJ, I'm just checking out your Twitter now. So your mom was watching the Andy Griffith Show on TV Land. And they had a commercial for the Challenge 36.
That was the most bizarre thing I've ever heard. I was like,
seems like the wrong demographic.
100% the wrong demographic.
Yeah, that's a very old show. Your mom watches the Andy Griffith Show?
He loves the Andy Griffith Show. Mm. That's one of her favorite shows.
Okay. All right. AJ, I love getting to catch up with you, and I hope we can do it again soon.
I would love to talk again soon. This was an amazing time.
Okay. All right, AJ, and are you excited that it looks like that the finale of The Amazing Race is going to go through the New Orleans Superdome?
I'm more excited that New Orleans qualified for the playoffs, but that was never in doubt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. All right, AJ, thank you so much, okay?
I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Bye, y'all AJ. Have a great...
Bye. Bye, Nicole. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. All right, the great AJ Norris. All right, Nicole, you ready to talk about Friggin' Four?
Yes.
Nicole's TV Corner.
I'm not prepared.
Friggin' Four.
Okay, I don't understand how you're not prepared. I told you we were doing this.
And then I forgot the second you told me.
It's not like you have that many other podcasts to do. You had one thing to prepare. And then it's like, all right, Nicole, how's your homework?
I never did my homework in school.
Nicole, all right. So
am I stressing you out? You have your stress ball.
No, I do these a lot during the podcast. It's not a ball. It's more of a stress ring.
Whatever it is, same thing.
Yeah, and I feel like it just like helps me like get rid of like some nervous energy when I'm doing the podcast.
I'm a leg shaker.
Yeah. Otherwise, like I can feel like I can like tend to I'll open up my like something else on the computer and it helps me stay focused.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Nicole.
Yeah.
All right, but enough of inside the podcast studio. let's talk, Nicole. So that you have been watching a lot of shows recently.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's I would say a lot of shows, mm-hmm. but I've watched some TV.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with we don't have to do spoilers. Not that there's that much to spoil on a new show that we have been watching, and Nicole and I have been watching Ted Lasso on Apple TV Plus.
Apple Plus.
I don't know what it's called, really. It's the Apple. They never
$7.99.
They never had anything on there that I ever wanted. I think it's $4.99. I don't think it's $7.99.
Oh, okay. You know I make things up.
Yeah. And so it's part of, we have Apple TV and we put it on. I saw that Josh Wigler had recommended Ted Lasso on Twitter, and I've seen a lot of people talk about it. I know that Nicole, I was under the impression Nicole likes Jason Sudeikis, but then Nicole said, "What, you don't like Jason Sudeikis?"
No, I love Jason Sudeikis.
Okay, all right. So Nicole was a Sudeikis fan, mm-hmm. and we tuned in. If you don't know what Ted Lasso is, I'm not going to spoil anything. Ted Lasso is the story of a American football coach who gets hired to be the coach of a UK soccer team in Richmond and
football,
and he is the most positive guy in the world.
Yes,
and
usually I find that extremely annoying.
But I would say that while I don't think it's a hilarious show, I think it's a fun show.
It's a good show, and it's
feel
kind
good
of
show.
Like a show that we need right now.
Yes, it's a very positive show. Nice message.
Mm-hmm.
And it's fun. It's not funny.
It has funny moments.
Light moments.
It has funny moments.
Light moments, but I would not say that it's a show where Have you been like cracking up laughing on Ted Lasso?
I haven't been cracking up, but I have let out.
I think you'll smile more than you'll laugh.
You're smiling from the second it starts to the second it ends, and then you're upset that it's over.
You're upset that it's over.
I'm a little upset when it's over.
Yeah. So we've been watching Ted Lasso. Mm-hmm. I think we have one episode to go on Ted Lasso.
Is there a season two coming?
I think so. I feel like it's the biggest show that's on Apple
TV. It's like the
TV.
Only show.
Yeah, I mean, I think their only other show...
There's a Jason Momoa show on there, too.
Yeah, but I don't think anybody ever watched that.
Well, they should.
Was The Morning Show with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston.
Oh, I should watch that one. I should put that on my list.
I don't know. I don't think anybody said that that was good.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that The Morning Show, I think they're going to make another season of that. Ted Lasso, and then... Yeah, the Jason Momoa show, C.
Mm-hmm. I see you.
Yeah, S-E-E. Those are their, the Apple originals.
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently there's a Mariah Carey Christmas special.
Ooh, gotta watch that one. Mm-hmm. It's not Christmas until Mariah sings.
Yeah, I think we're pretty close to Christmas. Yeah. It's pretty close, but
well, it's not official then.
Yeah. I mean, that would be a good game. Quibi or Apple TV Plus?
Ooh.
Give you a show. You tell me, was this a Quibi show or was this an Apple TV Plus? I don't have that prepared. Spoiler alert, I do have a game prepared for you for later on in this podcast.
You know, I hate games.
Yes. Ooh, there's a show called Dads.
Yeah. I feel like there was a show called Dads.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. All right. Nicole, what else is on the Nicole TV playlist? Nicole's infinite playlist.
I was watching, one of my most recent favorites is Schitt's Creek.
Yes,
and
okay.
If you have not watched the show, you need to watch the show.
Yeah, this was like a kind of a blindside for me. Like I've heard Nicole mention Schitt's Creek, and then all of a sudden she tells me one day, she's like, I finished all of Schitt's Creek and it's the best show. Like, when did you watch this? Where was I?
When you're not around.
You just watch Schitt's Creek all the time?
I binge, yeah.
Yeah.
I stay up late.
And I was trying to get from Nicole, like, well, would I like it? She's like, well, it's very funny. I was like, well, would I like it? She's like, I don't know. Like, well, why wouldn't I like it?
I think some of the jokes go over your head.
So I wouldn't get it.
Yes.
Yes.
So, but I had Rob watch a few episodes,
mm-hmm.
and I was cracking up, and he's just like, what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So the other night, yeah, Nicole is like, oh, we're going to watch TV. I'm like, okay, well, what do you want to watch? She's like, I want to watch everything.
I didn't say that.
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Well, which show do you want to put on? Like, well, I want to watch all of them.
I didn't want to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, all right. So I am, what, three episodes into Schitt's Creek?
Yes. Do you like it?
It's fine.
The first season... isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And to be honest, it took me a long time to actually finish Schitt's Creek. But once it started getting good, like I finished it in like, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I don't want to start a Schitt's Creek recap podcast or anything like
You should.
But I would say, I was on the Community Building podcast over on Post Show Recaps. I rewatched season 3, episode 4 of Community, Remedial Chaos Theory. And I do have to say, compared to the majority of things that I podcast about, a 22-minute sitcom was like, oh, this is nothing.
It's great,
this
right?
It's like a YouTube video.
It's great.
Yeah, 22 mm-hmm. minutes, boom, I'm done?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yep.
So, yeah, I have said in the past, I would never do a TV show rewatch podcast again. But I will say that I will revise that. If I ever did a rewatch podcast again, it would be it would have to be a sitcom.
Yeah.
I would not do it with an hour long drama again. Game of Thrones rewatch really was I find that to be, like, it was great to talk to Josh all the time, but to go through, you know, all the episodes of the hour long show, it's too much.
I think it was some of your best work though.
Oh well, thank you very much. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that. All right, Nicole, what are some other shows you're watching? Anything else of note that you want to tell people?
You know, I'm so unprepared. I have to look at my Netflix queue and figure out what I was
watching.
Is
that the number one place you go to watch stuff?
I pretty much watch everything on Netflix.
Yes. Did you watch Survivor Kagyan?
I have not.
Yes?
Yeah, I did try to watch Emily in Paris because everybody said to watch that.
I believe it's Emily in Paris.
What? That's not the Nicole way.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, couldn't get past the first episode.
Yes.
Did not like it.
No.
Did not like it at all.
What about The Queen's Gambit? Have you watched that?
I was actually going to start that, but I thought that maybe you wanted to watch it with me. I'll binge it real quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You binge it and let me know. Seems a little heavy, Queen's Gambit.
I don't know. Do you think I would like it?
I don't know. I don't know. You don't really strike me as a chess person.
I watch the weirdest things, though.
Yeah.
Like, especially on Netflix, I was watching, like, the Jeffrey Epstein documentary.
Yeah.
The R. Kelly.
How was that?
Don't watch it.
Yeah.
Don't go down that rabbit hole.
Okay. So, yeah.
It's very disturbing.
I wasn't planning on watching any Jeffrey Epstein documentary.
Neither was I, but it was there. Yeah. So I said, why not?
Yeah. You had told me that that you thought that Queen's Gambit was not as good as Queen's Boulevard.
Well, I used to go there with my grandmother.
Yeah, that was a movie that you enjoyed more. Okay. Nicole, anything else here in Nicole's TV corner?
I was watching Shameless.
Yeah, are you Shameless?
Yes.
Yes?
I'm a whole different person when you're not around.
This is like I'm finding out all these things about you.
Uh-huh. Shameless is very good.
Yeah?
It's good, yeah.
Okay.
And let's see, what else have I been watching?
How many seasons of Shameless have you watched?
Two.
Boy, this is like finding out you're having an affair. I don't even know you anymore.
Yeah, two seasons of Shameless.
Two seasons of Shameless down.
Mm-hmm.
And what else?
I don't know. I don't know what's in my queue. Of course, I watched This Is Us.
Yeah, okay.
I watched the whole series of Orange is the New Black.
Okay.
I checked out Good Girls.
Good Girls. I don't even know what that is.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Yeah.
It's not that good.
It's not that Good Girls.
It's not that Good Girls.
Wow.
Let's see. I watched You.
What's You?
It's another show on Netflix.
Yeah.
Okay. Everybody loved it. I was like, eh.
What do you watch? Everything that's on Netflix?
Yes, I do. Because basically it's the only thing I know how to work on the Apple TV thing.
You don't know how to work any of the shows.
I don't know how to get into any of the other apps.
And then what about your HGTV shows?
Oh, and then I've seen every Property Brothers Forever Home.
Yeah. I don't care for them.
I watched it. I binged it while we were out of our bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I needed to get decorating tips. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But I learned a lot about building a home.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And then Love It or List It.
The Love It or List It. That's our HGTV show of choice.
Yes, it is.
All right.
Although I found out a rumor about it.
What's the rumor?
It's fake.
Okay. Well, I think there's a lot of stuff behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Nicole, anything else you want to say in your TV corner?
I did get to watch, I think I'm up to season seven again of this. No, season six of The Sopranos.
Yes. And your latest rewatch.
Yes.
Okay.
My fifth rewatch.
Are you watching any movies, Nicole?
I do watch some movies.
Yes, what movies?
I'm not prepared to answer that question.
You're not prepared to tell me the movies that you've watched?
I watch really, really just random movies on Netflix.
Like, how random?
Have you ever heard of Moonlight?
Moonlight? the Academy Award winning?
Yes, I've watched that one recently. It's very good.
Yes.
What else have I
watched? Here.
Yeah. Cobra Kai.
Yeah. Oh, you're
watching. I'm like obsessed with Cobra Kai.
Yes.
I binged that in like 2 days.
Yes. Is that on YouTube TV?
It was on YouTube TV, but then they sold it to Netflix. And when it went to Netflix, it like took off.
Yeah. You know what? Honestly, couldn't be less interested in what's going on with the Cobra Kai.
It is a little weird that, like, I'm an older person watching Cobra Kai.
Why? Is it for young people?
It kind of is, because it's like a love story with, like, these teenage kids.
It's for people who were around in 1984
That's what you would think, but the leads are not, like, the leads are the kids.
Mm-hmm. Why? So I was under the impression that it is a older person show. You're telling me Cobra Kai is for like Gen Z Cobra Kai?
Well, I don't think Gen Z is watching Cobra Kai. It's all of us that are watching it, but like the leads are teenagers.
Yeah. I'm very embarrassed. I have not watched the new Saved by the Bell show yet.
Well, you should probably be
proud
of that.
I'm waiting for Eric Stein. Mm-hmm. When he tells me he's ready, I want to watch it.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Was that enough for you?
That was enough for me.
Do you know me better now?
And now I feel like I know you better. I got to keep up with all these, watching all these reality shows.
Yeah. I got all the scripted.
You got all the scripted. Mm-hmm. All right.
And documentaries.
All right, Nicole. Are you ready for friggin' five?
We're up to that already?
Do you have anything else to say in Nicole's TV corner? This is it.
Nope. I got none of that. I think that's it.
All right. Friggin' five.
Friggin' five. Your questions and comments.
Yes. Okay. Number five is always... your questions from the listeners.
Nicole. This is always the best part.
Nicole, John the Hammer on Twitter wanted to know, what about Anthony versus Dominic in the Sumo at Sea challenge? So do you know what that is?
I don't.
When the survivors fight on the ring, have to knock somebody out. But boy, Nicole, there's been a lot of fighting going on over here.
Yeah, today was literally World War III.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony won.
Yeah, today turned into like Fight Club.
It really did.
Yeah.
Dominic's eye almost fell out.
Yeah, well, okay. you're going to have to give some more detail.
They were fighting, and Anthony is a hothead.
Mm-hmm.
And Dominic is very similar to Robert.
Yeah, so.
And knows how to passively, aggressively mm-hmm. piss somebody off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Anthony is just aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Dominic said something or did something. And Anthony took him by the neck, scratched him in the face, almost taken an eye with him, and then scratched him on the chest.
And this all took place in the shower. This is like a prison so fight. Like the one kid has like claw marks on him, like
he would like
got into a fight with Wolverine.
He really does.
The one kid has fingernails that are so sharp, like razor blades.
He screams when I cut them. He won't let me cut his nails.
Yeah, what is he like? A Yorkshire Terrier?
He's more like a Doberman.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he can't cut his fingernails because he needs them for fights.
Mm-hmm. He's got to protect himself.
I was on the phone before, and then Dominic comes upstairs like, "Dad, he bit me." It's like, what the hell is going on here?
I walk out of the room for 2 seconds, and they're literally killing each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, not great.
Mm-hmm.
Not great.
And then Anthony kicks the crap out of Dominic, and then he starts crying. Dominic doesn't like me. Like, would you like him?
Yeah, you just like clawed him.
You just assaulted him
across the face. Like the Dominic has like scars on his head, like Harry Potter running with Voldemort.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, something like that.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Tara Renee says, what was your first date? What was your most recent date? I think that our most recent date might be from what January or February?
Probably January, because February was basically Survivor getting ready for the finale.
We went out to a sushi lunch in February.
Did we? We did.
Yes.
We did it for Valentine's Day, but it wasn't Valentine's Day.
For Valentine's Day. But it wasn't on Valentine's Day. I think was Valentine's Day a Saturday?
I don't know. We never go out. We hate crowds. Mm-hmm. We don't like people.
Yeah. So, yeah, we had a lunch, I think, in February.
It was nice. The kids were at school.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine that.
Yeah. That was another question. Are your kids in school?
No, they're not.
No, they are not. It's not good.
No. Online learning is why I drink.
Yeah, that I mean, Nicole and I have are probably we're like let's play it safe. I'm ready to roll the dice.
Yeah,
Zoom school, not great.
Zoom school.
Ugh. So, just to go back to that. Okay, so that's our most recent date. Sometime I think it was Valentine's Day
but
weekend.
But we do spice it up.
Fly. Whoa.
And yeah. Not like
yes.
That.
Okay. I didn't know where you were going with this story.
Yes. We spice it up and we put the boys to bed and we get order takeout and we have it delivered and we sit.
But I feel like they don't go to bed anymore. They're
we've given up.
Yeah. And now it's like,
here,
okay,
take the iPad.
We're just going to have dinner. Go do,
don't
go,
bother
go
us.
Go do whatever you want because it's like, mom, 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 mom. Mm-hmm. Can you get in here? So, all right.
Mom, I need to look at you.
Nicole, Tara, what was your first? I'm hoping that she's asking about with each other.
Oh, because my first date was probably second grade.
Okay. Yes. and my first date was also with you.
That's not true. Our
first date
was David Letterman.
That's what it was?
It was our first official date.
Yeah.
We hooked up before that.
Whoa. All right. Easy. Easy. I'm not talking about Nicole. Okay. All right.
Well,
Nicole.
Well.
Our first official date was that I had been on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
And before the season started filming, I put my name in for like tickets to go to David Letterman taping.
Yes.
And we went to, and it came up in the raffle that I got tickets for David Letterman, and I took Nicole into.
But you were supposed to take Shauna.
Was I?
Yes.
Yeah, and what happened?
And then you asked her if you could take me instead.
Yes, but she wasn't even there.
She was there.
She was?
Yeah.
No.
She was.
No, she wasn't, because that what happened was that.
Are you questioning my memory?
Yeah, I am. I really am because Shauna, when she got voted out on Survivor the Amazon, she came to New York, and then we had a big party at my house.
Yes,
which then you came to.
I slept over.
Yes, which that was a first, and
not. The first
for Nicole, I can't even. Put the wine down, put the glass down. She came and stayed at my house, and then where did she sleep? She went and slept somewhere. She went like
I have no idea.
Was there like my friends like and we had a one roommate. It was me and my friend Justin, and then we had this other roommate. The other roommate that we didn't like, he went out of town. We threw like a big party at our house when he went to like a wedding or something,
mm-hmm.
And we had like and all my friends from college came, and Shauna from Survivor came. And we had like a big party, and the house was like a big mess. But I think Shauna went and stayed like at the hotel where a bunch of my friends from college.
Yes,
were staying.
She did. Like she went with the party.
Yeah, she went with the party. She was gonna like sleep on the couch, but she went with the party, and then she came back, and then we went to go, and then me and Shauna were gonna drive and go see Jenna Maraska in. So we went on the date before Shauna came or after?
I think it was after.
Well, we have to see. Because then I came back, and then it was time for like the next episode.
You called
Survivor.
Me, I think, on the way home asking me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because Shauna had to go.
Shauna made you call me. You were supposed to take somebody else.
Hmm.
And Shauna was like, no, you have to take Nicole.
Okay, maybe. Maybe. Maybe we pieced this all together.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's what happens.
Yeah.
I knew Shauna had some part in it.
Maybe some part in it. But Helen Hunt was the guest.
Oh, I don't remember.
Yeah. So
I vaguely remember.
There you go. But that was the stories from 2003.
It's a blur.
Okay. Meredith Robinson wants to know, do any of your families or Nicole mom's group friends ever hear you talking about them on the podcast?
I don't think my friends listen to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Although I do have one friend of a dear friend who...
A friend of a dear friend?
Yeah, I mean, she's a friend, basically like a friend of her friend.
Okay.
Who does listen to your show. I think she listens to mostly the Big Brother show, so she might actually listen to this. Hi, Julie. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So, no, that has...
But I don't think they... I have, like, two lives.
Yes?
Yes.
Yes? What are your two lives?
My real life and this life.
I was going to say this life and then where you go and watch stuff on Netflix?
I have three lives.
Yes. I don't understand. What's your other life?
Like, no one really understands or knows about the podcast. Like, they know you podcast? But they don't... I don't think they understand the... Like, what it is that really goes on here.
Mm-hmm. You have friends that don't know that I do a crazy podcast.
Yeah, or just like, it's kind of a big deal.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Nicole, if you had the chance to travel around the world free of charge, but you only got to see the Eiffel Tower from your hotel room, would you do it?
Sure.
Okay. Somebody showed D'Angelo Williams the Eiffel Tower. He seems like he really was very hung up on. He really wanted to go to the, like, you get the impression that Gary said to him, hey, you want to go race around the world? We'll go to, you'll get to see the Eiffel Tower. You get to visit, like, I want. And D'Angelo Williams, like, boy, well, I've always wanted to visit the Eiffel Tower. Like, well, now's our chance. And apparently he did not get to go see it.
I'm assuming you're talking about The Amazing Race.
I am.
Yeah.
This was a question that came to us. Mother Taryn on Twitter asked, if Nicole was going to play a game of Among Us, which character slash hat outfit would she wear from Puya's tier list below? Nicole, could you just give us your pick for, if you played Among Us, which hat would your guy wear?
I feel like the third one from the left on the second to last row.
This one?
Yeah.
The pumpkin?
Yeah, is that what it is?
Yes, even though it's in Puya's bottom tier.
Yeah.
Okay, so that would be your left.
I like weird things.
That's what you would wear.
I would pick that one.
You're festive. You like Halloween.
Yeah.
Nicole,
I'm weird.
Do you know what Among Us is?
I know it's a game that my children call me sus all the time. Mom, you're acting kind of sus.
Okay.
Like, yeah, well, you're a jerk. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay. All right. Miriam wants to know, did you go to Target and buy Nicole the cookie box that you said looked like E.T.?
No, he did not.
By the way, yeah, those inappropriate cookies. Nicole knew exactly what I was talking about.
And I want them.
Okay. Sarah wants to know, who is Nicole's dream podcast guest for me to interview besides Adriana, a.k.a. Drea DiMatteo?
Okay. I'm kind of obsessed with Dan Levy right now, so that would be him.
Yes. And what would you want me to ask him?
I don't know. He seems so interesting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, I guess...
I bet he has a lot of really good stories from, like, growing up with a bunch of, like, celebrities around all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I bet he's got some really good stories.
On a related note, Cameron Haas wants to know, who's your favorite Schitt's Creek character and why?
I love David.
Yes.
I think he's a great character. He's super funny. He cracks me up.
How many Schitt's Creek t-shirts have you made?
Two.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
What do they say?
One says, ew, David.
Yeah. Here's my next holiday...
I did a really bad. That was a really bad impression.
Okay, sorry. How about your next holiday, Schitt's Creek? Could you combine Catherine O'Hara in Schitt's Creek with Home Alone?
Probably.
Okay, if you're looking for more Schitt's Creek holiday stuff,
yeah, I do have a Catherine O'Hara Christmas shirt that says, "Baby, it's cold outside."
Mm-hmm.
Right. You wouldn't get it.
There you go.
You wouldn't get it. Bebe.
I did get to appear in a holiday TikTok with other survivors.
I saw.
Lauren Ashley Beck.
You didn't get the boot.
Yes. She asked me to. She was doing I guess it's a TikTok meme of like, give it to Kevin, pass it to Kevin, like that from Home Alone. And when they're like going to the airport, we give him his ticket and they don't realize that Kevin is gone because they're passing it along. And Lauren had texted me the other day and she was like, hey, I'm writing to everybody who has a torch and like, will you be the thing? And then here's the video and then pass the torch to...
But you don't have a torch.
And I'm like I know you think that I'm probably like a huge survivor nerd and I have a torch. I don't have a torch. So... I will make a thing for the video if you want me to, but if you don't need this, like I don't have a torch. Like I'll do something. And so I'm the only idiot that's like I have a Jeff Probst on a stick passing it to somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a torch. I that never occurred to me, like, oh, I should buy my torch.
They buy their own torches?
Yeah, they buy their own torches. I used to, in college, have like tiki torches when we would like play Survivor.
Yeah, we should get some.
You want tiki torches?
Yeah, I bet it's a fire hazard here, though.
Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Okay. Margaret says, could you please retell the story of Nicole picking up the wrong dog from the groomer?
Oh, my God. Not... I recently told this story at work, and they were like, you take care of babies?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, do you want me to tell the story?
Can you tell the short version?
There is no short version of this story.
Mm-hmm.
So one day I took our dog Reyes to go get a haircut, and I got a Groupon for a different dog groomer.
Mm-hmm.
So I took her to the dog groomer, dropped her off, went home. Everything was fine. Then they called me and told me it was time to pick her up. So I went to go pick her up, and they give her to me. And I was like, oh, you got her ears to stand up again. That's great.
Yeah.
Because when she was a puppy, her ears would stand up and then they fell down.
Mm-hmm.
She was a Yorkie.
Yes. And Nicole felt like that this was a grooming thing, that if you cut the dog's hair short enough, its ears will be pointy again.
Yeah, it made sense to me.
Sure.
So they gave her to me and I was like, oh, she seems a little heavier.
Mm-hmm.
No big deal. Went into my car, put her in the car. I think I was in your car, actually. I was in the Mini Cooper at the time. And the dog, Reyes, was very excited to be in the car. And she was running around, looking out the windows. And then she's just like so happy. And I'm driving and I'm like, mm-hmm. Something's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Something's a little weird. And I'm like, Reyes. And she's not like doing anything. And she's not responding. And I'm like, Reyes! She's not responding. And I'm thinking, could this be the wrong dog? I'm like, no, that doesn't happen. Like, that doesn't happen in real life. Like, it can't be. That doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I pull up to the house. Still, you know, got an eyebrow up about the situation.
Yeah.
And we get out of the car and I have her on the leash and she's walking. And she's like, she doesn't know where she's going. It's like, Reyes, come on. Like, I just thought she was like confused. So then we're in the parking garage and we walk through the back door and there's this big glass door.
Mm-hmm.
Like the whole front of the building is glass.
Yeah.
And we walk through the back door and you have to go towards the glass, but then go to the left to go on the elevator. So me and Reyes are walking, and I'm walking towards the elevator, and Reyes continues walking straight and walks smack right into the glass.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my eyebrow's going a little higher at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And we get into the elevator, and I'm like, oh, I think this might not be her. She hasn't done that since she was a baby.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, no, that can't be. So we go, I'm walking, we get to the floor, we get out of the elevator, and she's like, no idea where she's going. But she's so happy. She's like, so happy to be there. She's so happy to be with me. And we walk in the door of our apartment where I have to guide her. And I see Rob, and I was like, Rob, I think this might be the wrong dog. I think they gave me the wrong dog.
Mm-hmm.
And Rob goes, this one has a tail!
Yeah, that was the dog having a tail. Where our dog had a cropped tail. That was a big giveaway.
And I know that I noticed that,
mm-hmm.
but I just...
Eh. Like the big wagging tail, like really, very quickly I said, you know, I feel like that this is different.
And this dog was a nice shade of light brown. Reyes was like black.
Yeah, it's like a different color also. So, okay. But it was the ear, they did the ears like how you look. So I'm also like very nervous when that's why I cut my boy's hair myself. I'm very nervous. I don't want to accidentally, like, Nicole takes Dominic to Supercuts, mm-hmm. and we come home with Vincent.
Well, it's an Italian name.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Easily mistaken.
But I like this haircut.
Look, it's standing up.
Look, they did it. This was exactly the haircut I wanted. We called... They did not give Reyes to a different person.
And then I was like crying. I was like, they're going to give Reyes away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Rob's like, no. No one is going to take the wrong dog.
Yeah. The people are like, well, you gave my dog away, so I'm going to take theirs. Yeah. This is a question from Tiara. It says, why do you guys always lose power and how pissed are you that it goes out so often?
Oh, it sucks so bad.
A lot of things not great here.
It goes out so much that Anthony, who is... barely 5 years old, he goes, oh no, it's windy, we're gonna lose power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that does happen a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So
it ruined our Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
4 o'clock, power went out, didn't go back on until 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Also, they were doing a lot of work on our house, and they've had to turn off the water a lot. Which
And the power.
Yes. And also then this is a problem because our son Anthony has to drop a deuce about 5 times a day. And that, you know, he doesn't look that, you know, Dominic, very sharp. so Anthony, he was coming up here and uses my bathroom, and he says that he comes out, and I say to him, Anthony, did you wash your hands? I couldn't, Dad. The water is turned off. I was like, wait, who said this? How do you know the water is turned off? He's like, I opened the fridge and the light didn't turn on. Because the light bulb was burnt out in our fridge.
Yeah.
So he interpreted that as, oh, they turned off the water. That's light bulb's not going on.
And why were you in the refrigerator?
Mm-hmm. He's like, let's check what's going on there. Okay. Nicole. All right. This is a question from Andrew Kirk. Who would be your next guest on the Nicole podcast you did once upon a time? Once upon a time, we used to do a Nicole podcast once in a while. Anybody in mind?
I feel like I would have Lauren.
Lauren, she would be
a good guest.
Great guest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about T-Bird?
I think you talk to her enough.
Okay.
I'm sure she'd be lovely, though.
Nicole. And then we got a lot of people wanted to know about, there was a lot of announcements that came from Disney.
I didn't hear them.
Okay, good. John Tinkham wants to know, with all the big Disney news today, how relieved were you that there was no announcement of a sequel to Mickey's Once and Twice Upon a Christmas?
Thrice Upon a Christmas.
You got to finish the trilogy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Have they been watching that a lot this year?
Not that much. Oh, you know what they watch? They watch people play video games.
Mm-hmm.
It's so irritating.
Yes. Okay. Then Brandon Fitzpatrick says, isn't Nicole excited about all the Disney announcements today?
So what's coming?
Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about that. Is Nicole excited by all the Disney announcements today that she'll have to be the excited mom about for the next 10 years?
I might be excited.
You might be excited. Okay, Nicole. So, that being said,
I love Star Wars.
Good. Good. Because I have a game to play for you. I have for you, okay, in each round, I'm going to tell you 3 real things that got announced today by Disney.
Okay.
For Disney Plus and their properties. And there'll be 1 fake one in each round. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Here's the first category. First category is sci-fi.
Ugh.
Live action sci-fi.
Okay.
Okay. All right, Nicole. 3 real things, 1 fake one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
First, 2 truths and a lie.
This is 3 truths and a lie.
I already don't know what's going
okay,
on.
Okay, all right.
Wait, so there's 4 things you're going to tell me.
I'm going to tell you 4 things.
Okay.
3 are real.
Okay.
Okay? 1 is a fake one.
Okay.
Okay, first thing. Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. It's number 1.
Okay.
Okay? Number 2. Star Wars Lando.
Okay.
Okay? Number 3. Baby Jar Jar Binks.
Okay.
And number 4, She-Hulk. Talk this through.
What was the first one?
Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special.
I feel like that should have came out already.
Okay.
Lando.
Mm-hmm. Baby Jar Jar Binks.
Mm-hmm.
And She-Hulk.
I feel like Disney is very inclusive, so maybe yep. She-Hulk
mm-hmm.
is a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Jar Jar Binks sounds like it would be a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say the holiday special is not real.
The Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special, you say,
yeah,
is...
Yeah, it should have came out already.
Should have came out already, and that would be the fake one. And you would be...
Oh, is it for next year?
The Guardians of the Galaxy Holiday Special. I believe it's coming in Christmas 2022.
Oh,
I believe.
Okay. All right.
Okay. You have a second guess.
What was the second one?
Star Wars Lando.
Nobody cares about Lando.
Lando's fake?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, people care
also,
about Lando?
Also real. I believe it is a mini series about Lando Calrissian.
Okay, no baby Jar Jar Binks.
Baby Jar Jar Binks is the fake one?
Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yes, that was fake.
Although I think the kids would like
it. I do think that. I don't remember if I said this on a podcast or if it was just like it was a shower thought the other day. Everybody hates Jar Jar Binks. Baby Jar Jar Binks, $1 billion idea.
Mm-hmm. Rob has a bunch of billion. Please don't do that ever again.
Yeah. Misa, baby.
Rob thinks he has a lot of million dollar ideas.
That's such a good idea, okay. Baby Jar Jar
Stop pointing
Binks.
Your finger at me.
Okay. All right. This one is called Prequel Sequels. Okay?
Okay.
Prequel Sequels. Disney Plus is going to have a lot of prequel sequels. Okay. All right.
I think you just like saying that.
Prequel Sequels. Okay. All right. So here we go. Number one. A Zootopia sequel called Zootopia Plus.
Okay.
All right. A Frozen prequel called Freezing. Okay. We have a Moana musical sequel series. And we have a Big Hero 6 sequel called Baymax.
I feel like the Frozen prequel Freezing is something you would make up.
Right. This is not. There's not a Frozen prequel series about Freezing.
Yeah, that was totally you.
All right. Now, all right. This is all Pixar.
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Pixar stuff.
Okay.
Final round.
Okay.
All right. Lightyear, the Buzz Lightyear origin story.
Okay.
Wall-F, a Wall-E sequel.
Okay.
There's Turning Red, a puberty story about a 13-year-old girl who turns into a giant red panda when she is embarrassed.
Okay.
And number four, a Cars series starring Lightning McQueen and Mater.
Okay. Well, I don't think you would make a fake story about a girl going through puberty.
Mm-hmm.
Because that would be weird.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody
did.
Well, I don't think you would make it up.
Mm-hmm.
What was the second one?
Wall F, a Wall-E like sequel.
That's something you would make up.
That's right. You guessed 2 out of 3.
And it was
I was too obvious with my fake ones.
I just know you.
But baby Jar Jar Binks, I got that one past you.
Because I feel like that would work.
That it would work. It would be so adorable.
Well, because they have like Muppet babies
people,
on there.
People hate the adult Jar Jar Binks. They love that little baby.
Everybody loves babies.
Everybody loves a little baby Jar Jar Binks. And he already talks in baby talk. It would be adorable.
Yeah.
It would be so good. They should have a baby Jar Jar Binks on The Mandalorian. I think it would be a big hit.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nicole, anything else?
I think we've covered everything.
I feel like we've covered it all.
Yeah. It is very late.
It's 11 o'clock.
This is my binge watching time.
Yes. Okay. So you've missed the chance to watch a lot of shows.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like the end of the week for us seeing each other.
Yes.
Just to give you a little inside baseball.
Yes, I go to work tomorrow.
Nicole, I work during the week and on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And then, but Nicole works, she's with the, doing Zoom school. And then she works the weekends. She works night shift weekends and goes to the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
A hardworking lady.
And then has to mom's part of the day.
What part of the day do you, when I'm doing podcasts?
Yeah, when you're podcasting on the weekends, I have to take over.
What do you do? I mean, I keep
the kids alive.
You keep them alive, but there's nothing to do. They're just watching TV while I'm podcasting.
Well, that shows your parenting style.
I mean, look, that I've got a good track record.
Mm-hmm.
Kept them alive this whole time.
Yes, let's
I'm
keep
doing
it
pretty
way.
Good. So, I mean, they're trying to kill each other. That's the hardest part.
I want to be like, don't talk to each other ever. Just don't talk to each other.
Don't talk to each other. This weekend, Nicole, on the podcast, somebody wanted to know if Akiva got divorced and there wasn't COVID going on. Would you let him sleep on the couch here?
Let's just say for the first time ever, thank goodness for COVID.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You wouldn't let Akiva
sleep? I would. I'm a kind-hearted person when I'm not being crabby.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, Akiva and I will get back together. Season 3, episode 7 of Family Matters. Are you a Family Matters person?
I was a big Family Matters fan.
Yes.
Okay. That was big in my house.
All right. We're going to talk about Urkel is going to build a robot to get on the good side of Laura.
My brother used to try to do Urkel impressions. You can imagine how that went.
Not great. Not great. Okay, so we got that. We got Tar Pit coming up this weekend, much more. And then I'll be back talking about 90 Day Fiancé with Puya. Will you watch 90 Day Fiancé?
I'll check it out. And I will also like to get some more recommendations on shows
then
to watch.
That could be a Sunday night show for us.
You know what I also was recommended?
What?
The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel.
Yeah.
I heard that. That was somebody told me I would
like
in particular like that
people
particularly
like, people like that.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Nicole, anything else you want to talk about?
No.
Okay. All right. So Nicole, this was so much fun to get back together here.
Yes, it was fun
on the Friggin' Five. Maybe we'll do more of these on the schedule.
Well, we'll see if they like it.
We'll have our big survey going out on Monday. Speaking of surveys, we got to play Patron Family Feud last week. I've been doing a
Rob's favorite patron
activity one a week. We played a game called Taskmaster with Grace Leader, very interactive, like a scavenger hunt, different activity game that we played on our Patron Facebook group. Got a lot of great stuff. I mentioned an all-timer on. If you had fun here tonight, you're gonna love the weekly Patron 5 for 5. I got Patron Facebook Friday coming up as well this weekend. So a lot of great stuff all at robiswebsite.com/patron.
I have a Family Feud story, actually.
You do?
That my four-year-old niece was watching Family Feud, and
yes,
she said, "Mommy, what's a vibrator?
Okay.
I think I need to get it."
Boy, she's watching that Steve Harvey Family Feud.
Yep.
Yeah. It's very inappropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. But she needs to get one, she said.
That you can only imagine what they ask. Like every single question on the modern day Family Feud, they're all dirty questions.
Because they like when Steve Harvey just stares into the camera.
Yeah. That they do, they like that.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you know,
there's 4-year-olds watching.
Right. Right. It's like 100 people surveyed, top 5 answers on the board. Name something that you would see on a man if he was naked.
Oh, I got one.
Yeah.
Balls.
All right. All right. There you go. All right. Say it.
Penis.
All right. No, stop. Stop. Stop.
Oh, I thought we were still playing.
No, no, no. All right. Nicole, you are relieved. You are dismissed. Thank you so much for listening to this. We had a lot of fun here tonight. It was a nice throwback. Got to talk about everything going on in the challenge and sequester, Nicole's TV corner, and more. Thank you so much. And we'll be back with much more Rob as a podcast. Make sure you subscribe. Rob as a website.com/iTunes. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye, guys.